Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Yeah, good afternoon.
It doesn't get much better than that. If we're talking about one game, as a Royals fan, at the end of May, I don't know how it gets much better than that. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Royals win. They take game one of the 2023 I-70 series. They win 7-0 in St. Louis, shutting out the Redbirds in front of all their fans. In front of all those St. Louis Cardinal fans, more than 45,000 of them turning out to see their boys get dominated by Kansas City, by Mike Myers, by Josh Staumont, by these Royals bats and Taylor Clark and Amir Garrett. They showed up, tailgated, enjoyed their afternoons, walked into the ballpark only to watch their team get absolutely dominated. A perfect game from this Royals pitching staff is carried into the eighth inning. Offensively, the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino and then MJ Melendez open up the scoring with an RBI double and triple respectively. And then home runs from Bobby Witt and Michael Massey close the scoring. So a 25-year-old in Pasquantino, a 24-year-old in Melendez, a 22-year-old in Witt, and a 25-year-old in Michael Massey put 7 runs on the board. Credit to the Royals front office as Mike Myers goes out and spins 6 shutout innings. We sit here all the time and lament the facts that this organization has struggled drafting and developing pitching. I scoff at the notion at times that they're going to win as many trades, win on the waiver wire, win in free agency the same way the Tampa Bay Rays do. If I'm going to scoff and describe the arduous task before them, if they truly are going to replicate what the Rays are doing, if I'm going to give them a hard time, I got to give them credit when it works out. Mike Myers, so far in the big leagues, so good. Following today's 6 innings of shutout baseball, that's now 13 and a third innings, 14 strikeouts, only 15 base runners. It's now back-to-back quote-unquote starts. I know he comes in the second or third inning. I know he's the bulk guy, not the starter. But what I also know is he gave you 6 shutout innings today. A handful of, last week he gave you 4 2/3 innings of one-run baseball. And I think we all understand we can't be choosy. We need to be grateful when someone can come through, eat up innings, and put up zeros. And that's exactly what Mike Myers did today. I don't know how it gets much better for May 29th when you're sitting in last place. If you're in Kansas City, this was the perfect game today. We all wish they had a winning record. Yeah, that would make everything better. But if we're talking about one game, end of May, yeah, give me a beautiful 85-degree afternoon. Put the game in St. Louis, surround me in Cardinal fans, and let me watch my boys in blue dominate the Redbirds. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. 7610. It's hard to draw it up any better than that. Let's go to the phone calls. We begin in Kansas City. David, you're hitting the leadoff. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having us on. We're just excited to see Royals put a couple W's together here. It's great to see the youth movement in Massey, Pasquantino, Melendez putting this together. Obviously, the pitching has been a challenge, but it is great to see us investing in the future. Path forward looks good. Finally, to string a couple of W's together. I'm putting some baseball boys, their team are getting together, and I'm going to take five kids over to St. Louis tomorrow night and go to the Cards game and watch the Royals take over.
Wow, I love it. And they're going to get a chance to see one of the greatest pitchers of their lifetime, I would imagine, and Zach Greinke on the hill tomorrow night. So, yeah, that's a good one to go to.
Absolutely.
Have a good time, David. Thanks for the phone call. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7610. And look, I'm realizing I am yet to mention Nick Prado, who was one of four Royals with a multi-hit effort. Prado had three, Vinny had three, Nicky Lopez with his first four-hit game of the season. Shoot, he hadn't had a three-hit game this season. And Michael Massey comes through going 2-for-3 and reaches base safely four times today. So Prado, the 24-year-old, even Drew Waters, who's still getting his timing down at the big league level, another three strikeouts today, but he does come through with a base knock there in the ninth inning. But I mentioned Drew Waters because of that sensational diving catch to finish off the sixth inning. Because if we can be honest a second, Waters is in the ninth spot, is only 24. So even if the offense takes a while for him to return to the 800 OPS guy we saw the final month of last season, his defense is still good enough that you can put him in there every single day. We don't need to replace him late with Jackie Bradley Jr. Now, replace Nick Prado in left late in the game by bringing Jackie Bradley Jr. in. My point being, so long as Drew Waters can remain healthy, it's another under 25 position player, under 25 years old position player that's going to be in there, you know, six out of every seven games. I got nothing negative to say about Jackie Bradley Jr., but his name was coming out of your mouth quite often on this postgame show, your disinterest in seeing him in the starting lineup. So I know, Drew Waters striking out in three of his first four at-bats today. Let's remember, he didn't have spring training. He had a month of minor league action, a month of a rehab assignment. It's going to take him a while offensively, but so long as he maintains that speed and that glove, man, I'll be smiling with his name in the lineup. Royals, with the win today, improve their record to 17-38, which is nice. In the season in which we, as Royals fans, welcomed Lorenzo Cain back to Kauffman Stadium and helped him return and retire a Royal, that just a handful of weeks later, the team would have a depressing and yet, I hate to call it anything positive. Again, it's still a record that's 21 games below 500. But you know what? If you're going to be 21 below 500, at least allow me to remember and reminisce the good times. So yeah, record is now 17-38. Phone line is open for you. That number, you know, 913-586-7610. So just a great game, a great win. But you know what? I do want to bring one thing up. Because, no doubt, great win, 7-0. You shut out the Cardinals. It's only the Royals' second shutout of the season. You got to go back almost 4 weeks ago, the last time the Royals shut out the opponent. Zach Greinke threw I believe, six strong innings against the Orioles back in early May. So again, I'm not trying to take anything away from this game. 7-0, you two hit the Cardinals. Nice job. But man, it could have been historic. Royals, according to Bob Nightingale of the USA Today, Royals had the opportunity today to become the first team in history, to have a combined perfect game. Not just a no-hitter, a perfect game, because there's been combined no-hitters before with multiple pitchers. But never a combined perfecto. And again, Royals pitching was perfect through seven. Josh Staumont goes through the 1-2-3 to open up the game on 14 pitches, striking out Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Gorman. And then Mike Myers comes in, retires the side in the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. Six innings, no hits, no walks, 70 pitches. After that seventh inning, Royals led 3-0. How don't you go to the bullpen? Chapman, Barlow, I know it's Arenado and Contreras. He got some right-handers coming to the plate. So, okay, Taylor Clark and Scott Barlow. Taylor Clark and Aroldis Chapman. Chapman didn't. He threw 27 pitches yesterday, but didn't throw on Saturday. Didn't throw on Friday. Again, I'm not trying to nitpick, but it's not as if Mike Myers was throwing a perfect game and you got to leave him in there because he's earned it. He didn't get the first three outs. This is already a bullpen game. Go to your bullpen. It's a bottom of the eighth inning, top of the eighth inning, the Royals put another run on the board. Okay, so it's no longer a save situation. Royals are now up 4-0. Okay, so. But still, you got history right in front of you. It's never been done in baseball history. How don't you go for that? Mike Myers did his job. Six perfect innings. You're six outs away. And you have Clark and Barlow and Chapman and Hernandez. Unless I don't know something, you got them all ready to go. Okay, Barlow. Barlow's gone back-to-back days. My apologies. Okay, so Scott Barlow's unavailable. Fine. Let's assume, I don't know that to be fact, but let's assume Scott Barlow, after throwing 17 pitches yesterday and 10 pitches on Saturday, let's say Scott Barlow was unavailable. You still have two right-handers in Clark, in Hernandez, and of course the monster that is Aroldis Chapman. Personally, I was thinking Clark. Well, I was thinking Clark Barlow, but now knowing, and that's on me, and that's why I'd be a bad manager. Okay, but Clark Chapman to finish it off. Don't tell me, Vern, it's about the win. As long as they get the win, respectfully, you're 21 games below 500. You've been telling me since the start of the season that this is all about evaluating. Yeah, we hope we win more games, but it's about investing in the future and learning how we're going to attack this upcoming offseason. Wins have never been the priority. I'm sorry. Your actions tell me wins have never been the priority, so I don't get, personally, I don't get putting Mike Myers back out there. You won the game, 7-0, terrific day. You beat the Cardinals, shut them out in their house. I'm not trying to take anything away from this performance, but it could have been historic. And in a season that has been so disastrous, so often, to have history that close, feel like they kind of screwed the pooch. I'll take your thoughts. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We'll get to your phone calls after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Wind at Kauffman Stadium, pitch swing, fly ball toward the gap in right center. That's down for a hit. That's going to go to the fence. Salvi rounding second. He will be waved around third base. Here he comes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The throw home is not in time, and on the throw, MJ gets to third base, and the Royals double their lead. It's 2-0.
That's Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. MJ Melendez, RBI triple in the fifth inning, put the Royals up 2-0. They would go on to win 7-0, taking the opener in this season's I-70 series. Royals had a perfect game going into the eighth inning. Mike Myers goes out for his seventh inning of work, gives up a leadoff single to Nolan Arenado, and another single to Wilson Contreras before being pulled. The ball being given to Taylor Clark, who retired the next three batters that he faced. And then Amir Garrett in the ninth, 1-2-3. So outside of those two singles to open up the eighth inning, Royals do not allow a single base runner. The record is now 17-38, and Zach Greinke takes the hill tomorrow looking for the short sweep in St. Louis. He squares off with fellow right-hander Miles Michaelis. 6:45 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show, giving you a chance to win Royals tickets beginning at 5:30. All right, we'll head inside the Royals clubhouse in just a moment, but I want to hear from you. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Let's go to Ed in Kansas City. Ed, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Vern. Yeah, great game. What I'd like to see the Royals do is put your big four in Bobby third, Patino fourth, Salvi fifth, Prado sixth or fourth. I don't care what you do with the rest of the lineup. Just keep the big four right there. You see what?
Well,
Bobby,
what about one and two? You didn't say who you want at the top.
Melendez would be fine, but I don't care what you got. As long as you got the big four there, the runs will come. And then I'd do the big four on the back end of the pitching staff. I wouldn't let my starters go into the lineup third time out.
Okay. All right, Ed, I got you.
Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate the phone call. Every once in a while, now more than every once in a while, you need your starter, in my opinion, to give you a third time through the opposing batting order. That's what you're paying Jordan Lyles to do. That's what this organization needs Brady Singer and or Daniel Lynch to do. But Zach Greinke, okay, 39 years of age. Okay, I could get with that. Maybe you don't want him facing a lineup a third time. Mike Myers, okay, maybe you don't want him facing a lineup a third time. By the way, is Mike Myers in the rotation now? Like, does he get a first inning, or do you want him staying in this role? Because it's a half-hearted hug is what it is when in my opinion, that's how I view it. When you're the bulk guy, when we're not comfortable enough to give you the first inning, that tells you all you need to know. Now, again, he pitched very well today. Six innings of two-hit baseball from Mike Myers. Not trying to take anything away from him, but... So, Ed, respectfully, I disagree. Got to have two, if not three, guys that you feel comfortable allowing to face a hitter a third time. Also disagree as far as the top spots in the lineup. You know, the days of the big best hitters, the big mashers, being in the 3-4-5 spot, it's changed somewhat. You want your three best hitters to have the most at-bats. So whoever you think the three best hitters are, put them 1, 2, 3 in whatever order. That's the way Matt Cotrero's doing it. Nick Prado, Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador Perez have occupied those spots a lot lately. And today, those three combined to go 7-for-16, scoring a pair of runs and driving in a pair of runs. Vinny Pasquantino, an RBI double in the third, an RBI single in the eighth inning. The double was Vinny's 15th on the season. That's top 10 in all of Major League Baseball. We go back to the phone calls as the Royals win 7-0, and we head out to Mission. John, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Always nice hearing from you, John.
Hey, Vern. What a great win. And it's, pretty... few and far between, but that was really a treat to see. A total team victory. About the only guy who didn't get a hit was Fermin, and he did. He's got him, and maybe we have a trend of backup catchers because Cam Gallagher was a heck of a bunter, and Fermin is following that stretch. So it was nice to see everybody in the mix and nice to see good pitching. And to answer the question about Myers, absolutely. He needs to be in the rotation. I love calling in on positive days. You know, I've called in before, and it hasn't been, on rather bad deals. So it's just really nice to see a good baseball win, and hopefully that's confidence for the team to show that they, we talk about a lot of young guys that maybe have to worry with all the losses. Maybe they don't belong. You win a game this dominantly means you belong, and hopefully that just rides a wave of confidence for everybody. Pitching, players, always love to see something like that. Just put it together. We are in the worst division in baseball, and I have no delusions that we could ever possibly even make a run, but we're in the division where that could happen, and maybe that's the denial that the players have to have in their head. Like, hey, they're still in this. This is game one of the second third of the season. Just play hard. This is a great sign. So anyway, sorry if I ran long. But have a good one.
You can run as long as you want. You keep making good points. Because I'm with you, man. I love hosting this show on positive days. I appreciate you lobbing me a phone call on this positive day. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. And I like that attitude. Because you do need to trick yourself. Baseball players, professional athletes have been doing it for years. I used to always get a kick out of Whit Merrifield in spring training. I was always interested in, what was it this year? What are you convincing yourself that other people are doubting you about? He would always create something. I mean, the best example of that is Michael Jordan. Right, Michael Jordan standing up there at his Hall of Fame induction ceremony, calling out some dude that made the team over him in high school. Like, bro, you're Michael Jordan. You won. But no, this is how they, some, need to motivate themselves. Yeah, I go back to, I think it was 2014, maybe 2013. But the Royals were 50-50 at game 100. And I remember hosting this show and then and the pregame show back then. And I think we all agreed, all right, clean slate. You're 0-0. What do you do with the final 62 games? And, you know, if it's 2013, they won a large, regardless what year it was, they won a large majority of them because both in 13 and 14, they finished the season above 500. And being the baseball and math dork that I am, and maybe you are as well, John, today was game one of the second third of the season. First 54 games, Royals go 16-38. Second third of games, they're currently 1-0. I love it. Going to steal that from you, John. See how long they can keep it up. Your point about Freddie Freeman, yeah, the only Royal to go 0-for in the starting lineup. 0-for-4, but with a sacrifice bunt RBI in the fifth to put the Royals up 3-0. Bringing MJ Melendez home from third in that triple you just heard from Steve Stewart. And yeah, the Royals, Cam Gallagher, Drew Butera, they could all get a bunt down, but that also kind of is that role. If you're a backup catcher, you better be able to bunt. Just like if you're a utility infielder, you better have a strong glove and you better be able to get a bunt down. That's how you stick around. That's how you last on a 40-man roster. But great call. Really appreciate it. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. Royals win 7-0. And the team is now 13-1 this season when leading after six. Let's go to Cheryl in Midtown. Cheryl, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hi, Vern. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Is this Cheryl from Hyde Park?
Yes.
All right. I've been crossing my fingers that you'd be calling in sometime soon. How are you on this Memorial Day?
Oh, I'm doing great. And about yesterday, I need to explain. I was listening to the ball game. I had the ball game on, but I also had a longtime friend visiting from out of town, not a Royals fan. So I was having to pay attention to her, which, of course, I wanted to do. But that meant I didn't hear the game. And I don't listen to the post-game show sometimes because I want to hear it the next day, like real fresh. So this morning when I got up, first thing I did was listen to the post-game show, and I almost couldn't swallow my coffee. That Vahe really kind of went all out. But I don't want to drone on, but I am, too, a real history buff. And when it comes to St. Louis, Kansas City ball games, I was born in St. Louis, grew up there, and in the 40s and 50s, when I was growing up, you were dipped into the river of Cardinals, and you listened to the Cardinals. Everyone did. You could walk down the street, the game was playing, and you could yell into somebody sitting on their porch, "What's the score?" And they'd tell you, and they'd tell you who's up. And it was just that atmosphere of enthusiasm. I'm not feeling it here. And so I want to kind of start at the top. But my key word today is enthusiasm. I always heard it when the Rev called in. Mr. T is almost always Mr. Enthusiasm. And that's what I feed on. I would think these ball players would too, managers, coaches. But I'm going to get up to the top. I don't know this owners like I did Mr. K. And I think I don't know them, but I wonder if they're missing something. And it goes back to this history thing that I think you and I both really like to know all about. But when Mr. K was here and bought the team. And gosh, it was just a renaissance for us in, no more donkeys and mules in left field, that kind of thing.
Right.
We were going to have a legit team. And boy, we felt like we had hit the big time because Mr. K was going to do it right from the top all the way down. And when we as fans, we felt like we knew Mr. K.
Right.
It seemed like the communication he had with a radio show or a newspaper columnist, it just seemed like he included us and he was speaking to us. I actually, on chance, met him one day and I was going into a meeting as he was coming out and I could barely conduct my meeting that day. I was just so thrilled to meet him. And so I'm just wondering, what's the enthusiasm at the top? This win-loss record, what's going on in their heads?
Yeah.
Do they just turn the page and say, oh, ho-hum, another gosh darn, we're in the cellar again? I just don't see any movement there. To me, it's a lack of communication. There's got to be something going on. I want to see, I'm so happy for the ball players today who can just maybe once have the total thrill of a huge knockout game. I hope they just talk among themselves and stay up all night just saying what a great game that was and how we all felt about it. And by darn, let's take that out on the field tomorrow. And I would like to see more of that. And I'd like to know what all the other callers say. And like you, I follow them and I like to hear from the longtime callers as well as the new ones.
Yeah.
I especially liked in 13, 14, and 15, which I was going through a major difficult time, cancer surgery on my face and blah, blah, blah. So it was really an iffy time. The one thing that got me through was I could count on a Royals game and I could count on a pregame show that kind of got me ready for the game. And I could count on a pregame show when the Rev called in and Mr. T from Shawnee. Those are my bookends of this show. And gosh, I just that kept me kind of above the drowning line. I don't know what to call it. But anyway, I don't want to drone on. Words of the day is enthusiasm. Why don't I feel it from the top? And how can I find out? I want to find out what those people at the top, when they think no one is listening, I want to know what they're saying.
Yeah.
Like, ho-hum, this is okay. Like, look at us, another year in the cellar. I can't believe they're saying that. Thank you, Vern. I would like to hear. So,
I got you.
Thanks to everyone who just keeps me enthusiastic about the games. I'm just getting ready to move into, they call it these days, retirement community.
Yeah.
And the first thing I'm going to do is organize a Royals team there, and we're going to listen to the games. We're going to dissect them up and down the line, and you look for us to call in. I'm going to be taking a vote from these folks and get some really meaty questions.
Yeah.
And so we'll be calling back.
Well, I love it. Cheryl, thank you very much. I'll be waiting for it. You've given me a lot. I appreciate the phone call. Cheryl, Midtown, checking in. All right. She's asked you your thoughts, so I'll give you the phone number again, 913-586-7610. A few things that stand out to me from that phone call. The idea of the guys sitting around and talking about that win all night, man, that warms me up. That reminds me of the baseball of the 40s and 50s, the history of the game and you know, Stan Musial and Leo DeRocher with Willie Mays and that Giants team, you know, just stuff like that, taking the trains together, right? That'd be great. Just playing cards all night, excited to get back to the ballpark, just a bunch of kids. You pine for those days. Now they're all, they love the game, not trying to take anything away from them, but they're all millionaires now, you know, it's not the same. They can get anything they want in any city. It wasn't like that for Stan the Man and, you know, the Milwaukee Braves with Warren Spahn and Hank Aaron. They couldn't get whatever they wanted. Now, she mentions the Renaissance and what it felt like when Mr. Kauffman bought the team. She described it beautifully. And you felt like he was one of you. Okay. I understand that. I've heard that from a lot of people. I've recently had this conversation with a number of people and I said it on Cody and Gold, I've just been very surprised at how things have gone this year with the stadium. I'm talking about ownership. I'm very surprised at how the narrative seems to be dominated by everyone other than ownership. That I find surprising. I find it surprising because my first few, and still to this day, my interactions with John Sherman, it's amazing at how, now you guys might not know me that well, but it's amazing how comfortable I feel around him. You know, the guy's a billionaire, right? He owns a freaking baseball team, and yet he feels like he's the guy that shows up to spring training just to take in a few games. It's his yearly trip out to Arizona. The way that he moves in Arizona, the way that he moves at Kauffman Stadium, talking with people, asking questions, listening. It's the way that people describe Ewing Kauffman. I've never had a relationship with an owner like that. I've never had an owner of any professional team that I've been around that is as accessible as John Sherman has been for me. And I mean, I can only speak for myself. I don't know what it's like in these other mediums, but I know at 610 Sports Radio, he's been available and more than accommodating. So yeah, the fact that that is right now the prevailing thought that people don't know, is he with us? Is this stadium solely about the betterment of the Kansas City Royals and the Kansas City market and community? I'm surprised that that question was ever formed and is now on the lips of so many Kansas Citians. I'm shocked. If you would have told me that 2 years ago, that this is where we'd be, this many Royals fans looking out of the corner of their eye at this ownership group, that would floor me. And she mentions the Renaissance as far as, right, the Royals were the big dogs, and we all know that, 70s, 80s, they were the big dogs. Yeah, I don't know if that's ever going to happen again, especially if you're trying to emulate to a certain extent what they're doing in Tampa, what they're doing in Cleveland, because even though Tampa is clearly the best team in the sport, their fan base is yet to latch on, yet to gravitate to the club, yet to support them the way that you support a 500 team. So with the turnover and the transactional nature of Cleveland, of Tampa, the fan base has never really come back. You know, when Cleveland was, you know, four straight years of sellouts, they were the big dogs. They were spending big money. They were, you know, they were the Yankees. They were stars up and down the lineup, big money up and down the lineup. But since they've adopted the new transactional, that is successful approach, the Tampa-like approach, never really felt that warm embrace from the fan base. And that's something that I think could happen here as well. Something that I've cautioned Royals fans about in the past. And, you know, we all, in hindsight, you should have traded Kane, should have traded Haas, should have traded Moose, should have traded Merrifield, should have traded this guy, should have done everything, but more proactive. Maybe. I certainly see the positives to it. I'm watching what Tampa's doing. But in a market like this, in a city like this, it's a difficult balance. Here in Kansas City, you want to fall in love with your players and see them until the end. It's hard to win like that. And you're paying the bill for a long time afterward. Tampa, Cleveland, they don't really fall in love with their players because they're shipped out so quickly. And that's why you don't see the packed houses. So it's a very interesting dynamic, a very difficult balancing act that not only ownership has to conduct, but also the front office. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. The word of the day, courtesy of Cheryl, is enthusiasm. I think the only way enthusiasm can permeate among a baseball fan base is if you have pitching. So the onus is on Zach Greinke tomorrow to keep it going. The enthusiasm that we all felt in 13 and 14 was because we knew Royals get a lead after 5-6 innings. It's going to be a win. Because I know who's coming out of the bullpen because they're rested. Because the rotation's giving you a solid 5-6 innings every time they take the ball. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Let's go to Big T in Shawnee. Big T, go ahead, bud.
Hey, Vern, yeah, a great call by Cheryl in Midtown. I love her enthusiasm. She brought back so much memories with that call. And everybody, if you're out there listening, and when I was a little kid, Vern, my parents didn't, we took care of our grandmother. We didn't put her in a nursing home, and she was a fantastic, loyal Royals fan. When you talk about Mr. K, she loved Mr. K. And when she talked about that, it brought back so much feelings and family, because that's what it felt like, a family. It doesn't feel like that now, but maybe we can get there. So keep up the great work, Cheryl. You know, Vern, when we have fans like Cheryl who can only, you know, when she talks about going through her cancer and all that, and I don't want to bore everybody with a story like that, but we all pull for people like that because they can listen through the radio. And we all have something in common. Even though our Royals aren't getting a bunch of victories and they haven't been doing too well, we always tune in because you know why? We bleed Royal Blue and we love our Kansas City Royals. We just do. And when they have performances like this today, you got to tip your cap, Vern. I mean, hell yes. Perfect through seven, Stallmont and Myers. Way to go, man. And then the offense was great today, too. You mentioned SNL and Bobby and Prado and Boom Boom. And just way to go. There's nothing – when I was growing up in my house, Vern, there's nothing more than I could not stand worse. It was losing to the Yankees and the Dirty Birds. Well, we beat them. I love beating those damn Yankees, but I love beating the Dirty Birds even more. Just the way we did it. And, you know, I haven't done this in a while, so keep up the great work, Royals. But this choo-choo's for Cheryl in Midtown. Keep tuning in, and we need fans like you, and keep calling more, Cheryl. Keep bringing those stories, and as always, let's go Royals. Choo-choo! Choo-choo-choo!
Big T in Shawnee, check it in. Big T, thanks for the phone call. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Our Jay Southland Tow Service text line blowing up right now with love for Cheryl in Midtown. From the 785, Vern, please have her on all the time. Ball's in her court. She has the number. She knows she's welcome. Cheryl, terrific job. From the 785, Vern, tomorrow's the 10th anniversary of the rain delay game. Perfect that they're in St. Louis. Is that right? Boy, oh boy, are we getting old. 10 years ago, is that right? The rain delay, Jeff Francoeur carrying the diamond dry. Yeah, I'll never forget that night. I'm pretty sure when I left the studio, Fesco and Kling were arriving to do their show. I think we got out of there at like 4 o'clock in the morning. Speaking of Fesco in the morning, I'll join them tomorrow at 8:30. The manager, Matt Cotrero, joins them every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Royals shut out the Cardinals, their second shutout win of the season. 7-0 is the final score. Take a perfecto into the eighth inning. Allow just two hits all day and dominate in every facet. Offensively, defensively, on the mound, out of the bullpen, on the base paths, Salvador Perez, as you heard earlier, scoring from first. After scoring, just kind of sat there a while. It looked like his heart was going to burst through his chest. Salvi looked wiped out as he was approaching second base on that MJ Melendez RBI triple that came off his bat at 109 miles per hour. As Salvi's approaching the second base bag, he did one of those deep breaths that can only be done by a man past his 30th birthday. One of those deep breaths that say, oh, I'm going to be in trouble. But here we go. And Salvi made it all the way home, scoring the team's second run. They go on to win 7-0. Big day from the offense. Big day from MJ Melendez. He draws two more walks. MJ now with 7 walks in his last 7 games. And since the start of May, MJ has an OPS of 767. Keep in mind, in April, that OPS was almost 200 points lower, sitting at 582. Royals win 7-0. Let's go to Ty in Sedalia. Ty, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, it's good to beat the Frognals here. As you know, it's always good to beat those dirty Redbirds. The pitching looked really good today. I'm going to start calling Mike Myers, Michael Myers, because he's starting to scare other teams now. And the offense looked really good. It's just a good all-around day. Let's continue this win streak, and let's win the series tomorrow in St. Louis.
Love that Mike Myers line. Not too shabby. Again, quick shout-out to Nikki Lopez. I see Dan and KCK giving some love to Nikki Lopez on the text line. Nikki, a 4-hit game. And since returning from his appendectomy, Nikki is 6-for-10 with 3 walks. Take that. Royals win. My game notes following this 7-0 win are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Bobby Witt Jr. steals his 16th base of the season. That's currently 4th best in Major League Baseball. We'll head inside the clubhouse as the Royals take game one of the 2023 I-70 series. We head in the clubhouse after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals Baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
There's a drive. Bobby Witt got all of that one and gone. Bobby Witt into the Royals bullpen. So Bobby with home run number 10.
That's the Hall of Famer, Denny Matthews, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Bobby Witt Jr., well, you thought was putting the finishing touches on a 5-0 Royals victory, but 2 batters later, Michael Massey would say, let me get in on that action, big dog. Let me hit a 2-run big fly of my own. Massey hits a home run against a team not named the White Sox for the first time this year. Bobby, as you heard Denny tell you, home run number 10. Bobby now with 10 home runs, 16 stolen bases. And how about this statistic from Dave Holtzman of Bally Sports Kansas City? Bobby is the 2nd player in franchise history with 10 home runs and 15 stolen bases before June. Yeah, Bo Jackson did it in 1989. And that's impressive. 2nd player in the history of a franchise that's been around since 1969, that's impressive. But he's only the 13th player in American National League history to do it. Ever. 13 people ever. 10 homers, 15 bags before the calendar flips to June. Only 13. And he's the first 22-year-old or younger to do it. 10 home runs, 15 bags before the end of May. Bobby Witt Jr., the only 22-year-old in baseball history to do that. Wow. Royals win 7-0. They shut out the Cardinals. They take the opener of the 2023 I-70 series. And the Royals have won back-to-back games for just the fifth time this season. Hey, I wanted to add something on to what Cheryl mentioned earlier. She's kind enough to listen to the show the next morning. Well, you can listen live as well, but always listens the next morning, she said. You can do the same by downloading the All Things Vern podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The postgame show is put there every single day. The Odyssey app is also where you listen to Royals games for free if you're in the 610 Sports Radio listening area. So you can listen to the Royals game, the pregame show, the on-deck show, the postgame show, all right there on your phone, your tablet, or your smart speaker. Again, the All Things Vern podcast on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Let's go to Steve in Olathe. Steve, you're up on the postgame show as the Royals improve their record to 17-38. Go ahead.
Yeah, Vern, man, that's how we do it. That's the rest of pitching staff needs to look at Michael Myers. I like that last call. It's we need to get a little audio theme going with that dude. This was magnificent today on a holiday surprise. And what happened to the greatest baseball fans in the world, the St. Louis Cardinals? It sounds like they were all dead and hung over after the barbecue last night. Did you notice that? The St. Louis crowd, it looked like a minor league Savannah Bananas game out there with the national anthem and everything. It was just no energy, low energy losers from St. Louis. So let's keep the train going. Choo! Choo choo!
Hey, there's only one guy that's allowed to choo-choo the train around here, Steve. Watch yourself. Thanks for the phone call. But you know what? You can do that Michael Myers noise. That could be your thing on the show. When Myers pitches, you call up and you do that little thing you did. How about the little thing that Nick Prado's been doing since he got called back up? My word, 3-for-6 today from the leadoff spot. Singles to open up the game. Doubles to open up the third, and singles in the ninth with two on and one out kept that inning alive, that three-run ninth inning. Nick Prado, since being recalled, 28 games since being recalled, batting average of .313, an OPS of .869, three hits today, that's back-to-back multi-hit games for Prado. Man, I'll mention this and we can discuss it further later on this week. I played a highlight from Cody and Gold's show this past week, earlier today on the On Deck show, and Cody said, you know, if you're lining up the extension candidates, Vinny's number one with a bullet. And I'm certainly not going to argue against the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino, who had his second three-hit game in a week today and picked up his team-leading seventh three-hit game today. Undeniable. You can't knock this dude. He is a true big league hitting machine. And he ain't too shabby at first base either. The undeniable Vinny Pasquantino, I'm not going to say anything negative against him. But the Royals have him under team control until his 31st birthday. He'll become a free agent right around the time he turns 31. Nick Prado is a full year younger, has more defensive versatility. I don't think, well, he's certainly not the hitter yet that Vinny is, because Vinny's been up in the show for a year, has adjusted to the big leagues multiple times, and continues to get the job done. So he's not doing it yet, but this is how, in my opinion, you need to dole out the extensions. You need to sign these guys before they break out, Because to me, Vinny's price is right now as first of all, as high as it's ever been, and maybe as high as it ever becomes, right? 25. Again, Prado a year younger, hasn't. Prado is still deniable, right? If Vinny's the undeniable bat in this lineup, Prado's still deniable. That, to me, is when you can get some sort of a discount. Now, I'd sign Bobby or Singer. Sure, I'd sign them to a discounted price. I just don't think either one of them would take it. Now, Massey, Pasquantino, they're both in somewhat similar boats. They're going to be into their 30s by the time they hit free agency. They're going to honestly need to take almost anything that the Royals put in front of them. Now, you could embarrass yourself with what you put in front of Vinny, but Massey's going to have to sign it, in my opinion, just to have that financial security, just so if I break my leg, I'm not SOL. Massey, by the way, in 24 games here in the month of May, is hitting .324 with an OPS of .964. Massey today with a two-out single in the third, a one-out nine-pitch walk in the fifth against Adam Wainwright. He gets hit by a pitch in the seventh and hits a two-run bomb in the ninth, a first-pitch meatball that he did not miss. Fourth home run of the season. All right, let's go to the text line, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. From the 913, Josh writes in, he's curious if this performance today will be a turning point. Honestly, I think yesterday has a chance to be the larger turning point, the return of Daniel Lynch. What ails this team is starting pitching. The team's yet to say that Mike Myers is their starting pitcher. We know Daniel Lynch is a starter. And the 5 1/3 innings of two-run baseball he gave you yesterday, to me, much more encouraging than a terrific outing from Mike Myers. To me, Mike Myers is... he deserves all the credit, no doubt. I'm not trying to take anything away from him. But this game today, to me, is just a real feather in the cap for the Royals front office. I hope they're enjoying this one today. Because Mike Myers is the kind of flyers, the kind of minor league deals, the kind of trades, the kind of acquisitions. That's what you need. Those are the type of performances. I think we can unlock that dude. Brian Sweeney and Zach Bove, I believe we can unlock that dude. Now, we'll see if he can keep it up, but so far, so good. More love from Mike Myers coming in from Joey in Grain Valley. 913-586-7610. Rally Mantis. More love from Mike Myers. Good, guys. This is what you should be doing. You should be showing love to a pitcher that goes out there and just throws strikes. 76 pitches, 50 of them finding the strike zone. Just a perfect mix. It's exactly what you want, right? 66% strikes. You don't want to be only in the strike zone because they'll start teeing off on you. Raj in the Ozarks says, Vern, man, we could be so good. The question is, will the Royals acquire starting pitchers? Real Major League Baseball starting pitchers? That's the question from Raj in the Ozarks. Yeah, we talked about it earlier today on the On Deck Show, Raj. And I know you know where I'm going. You talk about that 2012 season. They trade for Jeremy Guthrie, and then at the end of the year, they extend him, and they trade for Irvin Santana, and they trade for James Shields and Wade Davis, and boom, there's 80% of your rotation the next year. Wade Davis eventually goes to the bullpen, but still, there's 700, almost 800 innings from four trade acquisitions. And I'd love for a repeat of that. Honestly, I'd love for you just to go spend a bunch of money and bring in free agent pitchers. Now, that's a fool's errand, I understand, but I'd much rather spend a billionaire's money than trade away pieces and prospects that we like in Kansas City. But I understand what the name of the game is and what market we're in. Those pitchers will likely get be acquired via trade, more so than via free agency. Again, the average price of 1 year of a free agent pitcher last year, just north of $17 million. Following his first win of the season, six shutout innings from Mike Myers, he was tracked down on the field by Joel Goldberg, the great Joel Goldberg of Bally Sports Kansas City, and he asked Mike, how aware of the perfecto were you when you took the hill in the sixth and the seventh and then again in the eighth inning?
I was aware. Went back out for the eighth and didn't make two very quality pitches, and that was the end of it. So it's a good lineup up and down. We got to make quality pitches, and Freddie and I had a great game plan, going into the game and executed it well.
Yeah, and again, congratulations to Freddie for me and the other half of that battery that today was able to spin a two-hitter. Sean in Waldo says on the text line, always nice beating the Redbirds. Yeah, that sentiment seems to be ever-present right now in Royals Nation. They win today 7-0, and now it's on Zach Greinke for yet another Greinke special. He's done it in 10 of his first 11 starts this season. For those of you unaware, the Greinke special is 5 innings and a chance to win. If he can do that tomorrow, you got arrested Barlow, arrested Chapman, and arrested Carlos Hernandez. A Greinke special should turn into the Royals' first winning streak of the season. Yeah, they haven't won 3 in a row all year. They got a chance tomorrow. Zach Greinke and Miles Michaelis, it's a 6:45 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. One more in St. Louis. And then for some reason, I understand the reason, but off day on Wednesday, off day on Thursday. Boys are back at home Friday, taking on the Colorado Rockies. Thanks to Blake Schneiders for the help back at the studio. Great job as always. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow night. Royals, Cardinals, game 2. Enjoy your Memorial Day, Kansas City. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. 7th strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.